Hey guys, it's Casual Friday. That means it's Medium Nancy Mats Friday, and today we're going to be talking about Ghosts of Tombstone. We'll be right back. Grab your popcorn and snacks. Find a comfy spot, take a seat or lie down, and let me transport you to a place of fantasy, ghost stories, ancient legends, odd creatures, alien encounters, and other magical topics. You may even decide to join the conversation. From faraway lands to your own backyard, with a small dash of pixie dust, turn out the lights and open your minds. The journey is about to begin. Happy Friday, everybody. Ooh, it's Friday the 13th, huh? Kinda spooky. My name is Charlotte. I'm going to be your host for the next hour. I'm also the owner of the California Haunts Paranormal Investigation Team. We're 45 strong up and down the state, which means if you have a paranormal problem, search us out on the internet, and you'll find us. Just type in California Haunts Paranormal Investigation Team. Okay, for you guys on social media, please feel free to like, you know, depending which platform you're on, to follow us, like us, do all that good stuff. Subscribe if you haven't done so. Okay, that's all we ask. Anyway, today's an interesting day. I stood out the AC on today. It's been fairly cool weather all week. So, according to what I'm looking at for the AccuWeather, Sunday is going to be 91. So, that might be the last day that I use AC. Because the last few shows, if you've been listening, I haven't had the AC on at all. Because it's dropping down, and this is it. And usually with this 91 coming up on Sunday, that means that the powers that be are gasping for one or two more days of heat before it finally goes off. How many people do you know in this life that every time they turn their air conditioner on, they go over there and pat it and treat it nicely and call it and say nice things to it? I do. This air conditioner that I have behind me that makes all the noise, this air conditioner's got to be close to 30 years old now, 25, 30 years old. And it's a one room through the window air conditioner. And so I have to be really nice to it because that's all I have. So that's just, it's a matter of going. I go over and pet it, you know, like people talk to plants. I talk to it like people talk to plants every day to keep it going. All right, that being said, we're going to have a great night tonight. Nancy used to live in Arizona. And so I was able, let me do this a little bit down here. So I was able to visit her with a friend of mine who is psychic as well. And we made the trip to Tombstone, and we had my friend and I had some interesting experiences while at Tombstone. And Nancy, actually, what better person to go through a huge haunted town but Nancy Mats, right? You're going to go through with the best. So we went through with the best. And we visited Big Nose Kate's and all those places. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about haunted Tombstone. And I have quite a few things to add to this because, like I said, my friend and I, you know, we're walking around Tombstone and things are going on around us. And it was an interesting trip. Okay. Just an FYI, the internet looks like it's running kind of weird. And, you know, there's a lot of news out there. So we may hit some issues with the internet today. I don't know yet. We will be switching starting in. Let me get this up here so I can see all your lovely comments because it's Friday. We're starting next month. We will be switching to Restream. StreamYard has raised its prices, and so it's no longer feasible for us to be on StreamYard. So we're going to be probably switching to Restream. I was looking at Streamlabs. If anybody's had any experience with Streamlabs, let me know, because I can't go live to TikTok via Streamlabs. But it looks more and more like Restream at this point. So we're going to be switching that. The meetup, there's a big question mark on that, because that got raised. The cost for the meetup got raised 100%. For those of you that follow Nancy, she notified you guys via email. For me, I have at least a couple more months to go on meetup. So I'm trying to decide what I want to do over there. You know, charge a subscription fee for like $2 per month for people to be on the meetup with me. Or just totally go somewhere else and, you know, either have you guys come over to the Patreon or have you guys come over to a totally different site that's exactly like meetup. So I've got some... I got some decisions to make the next couple of months. All right. That being said, let's bring Nancy in. Let's get this show on the road. It's going to be fun. I know she's got some information on Tombstone. I pulled up some information on Tombstone, which I'm going to be reading off screen. I was trying to write it over in my notes, and there's just too much info. So I'll have it. I'll be flipping back and forth on that and reading stuff out of there, because we experienced stuff almost in every building we went into in Tombstone when we were there. Okay? So here we go. Let's bring Nancy in. And away we go.
I just remembered we had the best lunch there. It was on the corner. So I lived in Sierra Vista, which was a sister city to Tombstone. All of 7, all of 8, going into 09. Right. Of course, it was recession, and my work disappeared. What was really sad is my husband had all his monies, his retirement, his 401k, telephone company, everything in stock. So he lost all of it within a week and went down to zero. So, you know, life is life. And you go, well, that wasn't fun. So we had to move. We moved back to from Sierra Vista. We moved back to a house that we bought as a rental. And that one crashed and burned too, because there was nobody wanting to rent. And we found a couple and we gave them a discount, and they brought in two Huskies. Yeah. And they tore the house up. So it was just an uncomfortable time in our life. And that's when in 07, I started Block Talk Radio with Char, and was on for years, and really fun. So anyway, going back to Tombstone, when I live in Sierra Vista. We went over to Tombstone. Oh, the reflection in my glasses. You think I could fix this? I had a wonderful time. Blue-Eyed Witch was a crystal metaphysical store that was very popular there. And I went on to Google today to find it. Of course, it moved to another location. Then that was 07 or 08. So, you know, 20 years later, you know, almost 15 years later, I found they had closed. And that's okay. Hi, Marissa. And in some ways, I was sad not to see it there, but I did write down. So when you Google 227 E Allen Street, and then I found another address, 215 Allen, East Allen, A-L-L-E-N Street. And it was really a fun little shop I had. It was a separate little shop next to the Blue-Eyed Witch. And that I worked there a year, and that over that year was when I discovered, and we already talked about it on the show here, that I was able to see what I deemed my own word layered. I could lay, I could see layers of living beings in that era. Was I looking at ghosties versus living beings that time? I think I do both. That was demonstrated to me when I was in Seattle and I did a theater in the Roundup there. I had a sister and a son up there. So Seattle was like, let's go up there and talk. And I was able to look from where I was sitting. Theater around is when you are on a pedestal, you're on a stage, and the seating is half moon, and it's angle going up. So when I was looking at the group to my left, would have been west, northwest of where I was sitting. I could see layers of people living, not knowing they had done the same thing as Sacramento. They had built on top of each other. So I saw living beings because I could see the horses pull up. That also happened when I was down in the catacombs under old Sacramento. And that town had been at one time just riverfront. And I don't know how they build on top of the buildings. Do they bring dirt in? And I'd love to know how it was. I was able to describe the Sacramento and old Seattle 100, 150 years ago. So when I went to, when I was in Tombstone, knowing I could do that didn't come to my mind until after I had seen this. And I saw people walking through people. And it was like, these ghosties not know? Of course, they're spirit people, not necessarily ghosties, but I love the word ghosties. And I thought, what is this all about? And then it occurred to me, they were talking to each other, like they were visiting. And I thought, these aren't spirits only. These are people living in the moment. And I was intrigued because I could see them passing through the street and walking around. I'd stand there, walk around at my break during the day, which I did often because it was a way to get some exercise. And I'd walk around and I was like a tourist in my own work area. I'd go around to see what I could see. Now, what most people aren't aware of, Tombstone burned down a couple of times. So the people I was looking at were of different eras as the buildings were looking at different times. Because they were walking through buildings, it was kind of weird. You know, the OK Corral, it isn't where the movies presented. It was down the street to the right. And so what we saw was in the front. And so the OK Corral shootout, you can't see from the main street. You go through an alley, you get a tour. And so I would see people walking through the alley, and it was fascinating. It was fascinating. I think a little bit, I was looking at Google today, and they have a dollar store in Tombstone. And I was crushed. I went, oh my God, it's gone commercial. And some of the restaurants were new, and of course the courthouse was there. So if you look on East Allen Street on Google, and you look into town, because that's on the peripheral of town, you'll see some posts in the middle of the street, as if, of course, it's been pulled up into the item. From that point, for about three blocks, it's only dirt, representing what Tombstone. I didn't look at my hands. I'm demonstrating with my hands. It's dirt, so that wagon trains do come in and show off what a wagon train looked like. Horses come through, and of course, there's somebody behind them with a diaper on them, you know, clean up after, which is kind of bizarre to see. But in that mix, in a side street, you can go down one more block, and there's a, I don't know if it had it, it does it now, I think so, but there is a stage production of a shootout, OK Corral type. One block in, and they have actors and actresses with the costumes of the day on, and it's a lot of noise, and of course the kids love it. Oh my gosh, it's like TV, you know. And I did watch it a couple of times, and they knew I worked in town, so those people can just drop by and see what's happening. And I think sometimes when you go into something historic like that, so there had been rumors that someone had taken some pictures of what we call the main tombstone, not tomb, the town, but the cemetery, just as your entry is on the left. Well, no one should be told that that's not the cemetery. It was moved from further away. So somebody had come to visit, and all the stones are lined up of supposedly people buried with a cute little, I told you I was ill, or I got shot in the back kind of statements on it. And there's no bodies there. They're moved from somewhere else. The tombstones. And someone pointed the camera away from the cemetery and caught a ghostie in the field. And I used to go over this too far, but I would drive my car over there and kind of look around. And I did see a couple of people. I saw a lady and a child once. I don't know exactly where the bodies are buried. Did they move one or two just to have it legitimate? There is a cemetery if you go all the way through town, all the way through on the other side. Is that where everybody's buried? And the people I saw, I didn't see the men that took a picture of. I must be frozen again. Oh, there you are. Were they just ghosties walking around? Absolutely. Who says a ghost or spirit person, has to be where they're buried and stay there? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I have so many ghost people in this subdivision and people. I go somewhere and went, no, I don't want to see anybody. Don't even look at me. Don't bother me, everybody. I go to the grocery store. They have a Walmart here, and I tell her, I says, I just can't go there. I'll do any store in town besides that. I don't know if it's because there's too many spirits in there or there's too many ill people, and I end up getting a cold within a couple of days of COVID. I've had COVID probably three or four times since I moved to Oroville. So it's, in some ways, I know that spirit people, I'll call them spirit people for the benefit of the show. Any other time for my amusement, I'll call them ghosties. Spirit people like to be around living people. And even in Tombstone, they will go where the people are. They're not going to stay in this cemetery. So if you really want to see the cemetery, get on Google. If you drive down there, kind of see the layout of the town first. Go to the cemetery. It's clear on the other side. And I didn't see it when I was there. It didn't interest me. Why should I go to the cemetery, right? Just because I did 6 years at Old Sacramento Cemetery, where a shark showed up one night, little punk. School newspaper woman doesn't mean that I'm interested in going to cemeteries out of town. I do, but at the time I was working there, I was so busy. And there in Sierra Vista is a military base, so practically at the year and a half I was there, I must have read half this military base. And those years that we had conflicts overseas. And so these are the kids that went over there. They were different branches, different things, but I would read a lot of them. And one boy, I never forget, he'd come in here and he was so upset about his brother being sent over. And I says, you know, he's coming back. he may be injured. He may have a hurt arm. He wants to open up a mechanic shop, like I remember a motorcycle or a Jeep or something. And it's amazing. That's why I had so many people visit me, and it was wonderful, wonderful. At Tombstone has its own energy. And so a lot of people go there for the atmosphere. It's at 4,000 elevation. I forgot. I don't remember. One of the attractions is a Big Nose Kate restaurant, and Char's going to talk about it. I wrote some articles, and one of them was The Town Too Tough to Die. And I haven't seen that come up on different art. I don't know if they took my article title, but if I could read it later on, we're going to talk. If not, maybe Char will post it somewhere. But as you can see, this was the flyer of that time. And I have Blue Eyed Witch right here in the corner. And up here is Sierra Vista Connections. I think this was the classes, direct mail to residents. Oh boy. So I put this together. Trouble is, I can't find the original. So here it is. It's very small print. And I did buy a magnifier. It's a big one. So I will try to read it. I guess the thrust of it is how exciting it is to be there and to see something. And so you have, let's see, what is the name of that place in town? It's called, Char, what's the name of that Crystal Palace Saloon? Was that
The
it?
birdcage, birdcage,
Do you remember? Huh?
the birdcage.
Birdcage, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the birdcage and that address. Oh, it's a museum. It doesn't really give the address here. It is on, oh, five. So write this down if you're interested in Googling it. It's 535 E. Allen Street. So it was just up the street. And like I said, I worked there in town, and it was not uncommon for me just to walk over there. And I had occasion just to walk in. Remember, if you worked there, you just everybody got to know each other. So I would walk in, and when she showed up, Char with her friend, was it Autumn? It was
It
Autumn.
was on
We
yeah.
did go
So,
through it, and
yeah.
actually, it is haunted. And I know there's ladies in town who do give, or was when I worked there, who gave tours. And nothing negative. Sometimes I'll do a tour or do something with somebody else who's given the tour. And if I don't see what they're seeing, I kind of get, oh, because I'll see people and go, well, how come you're not talking to this guy? He's looking right at you. And if they don't want someone in the audience to say, what man, what man? And they don't really, I don't know if they're really seeing people. But the birdcage was very, very popular. Very popular. And you can imagine why you walk in and there's a an antique old bar where people would come up and put their foot on the, they walk in, and to the left was the counter where people get their drinks. To the right, a birdcage, and probably those pictures would be the staircase going up to where the ladies lived. And then at the end of the counter, you would walk down, I would say, six, seven, eight steps. And there to the right of that would be the two card tables. And the mid would be playing there. In fact, I can't remember. I think there's a spirit man sitting there, if I remember right. Funny, I should just give it more thought because I was kind of focusing on the ladies, because the experience that a lot of people have is the staircase at the end of the bar. You walk down, you can see the card tables, and if you look up, you can see the walkway where the girls walk, and they have these little cubicles where they would live. And greet their gentlemen friends. On the other side was another staircase. And at the top of my head right now, I remember seeing, I can't remember where it went. To the right, when you first walk in, there's a staircase going up. So there must be another hallway or other space on the other side. And there is a well-known ghost spirit person there. And you ask me, well, what they doing there so long, spirit person or a ghost person? And I have talked endless hours with many people, including Char. Well, why is anybody anywhere? You have to decide what your heaven is, unfinished business is, your amusement is. Would it be, have a girlfriend and we're 15 days apart and she's watching, hello, sweetie. And we have this open conversation. Whoever goes first, let the other one know. And once we get the other one gets over there, we are making a list of who to haunt. Would that be our heaven? It's gonna be a lot of fun. Heaven's sakes, heaven, heaven. Let me put that little pun in there. So, in some ways, I see these people, I go, what are you doing? What are you doing? Well, in Sacramento, I was giving those cemetery tours as well as other locations. I realize, why aren't they off world? Why aren't they in the cosmos? Like one young man said, I'm visiting other worlds. How fun is that, right? Yet, as long as they wish to remember their life here, however that felt to them, and I could appreciate not the turbulence of war, but in between when people in the early 1800s, 1700s, when there wasn't a plague of some sort going through town, killing all the children, you know, people would get up in their best clothes and they would walk in town showing off who they are. They didn't stay home at night. You know, they didn't have radios that sometimes someone would sing. Most of the time people were out and about walking with their partner with an umbrella, a hat, and they got probably a lot of enjoyment of it. And that's what I saw at Sierra Vista. I saw people dressed to the nine, mostly women would talk their men friends into putting their Sunday best on, and people would do that. And that's another reason why people are out and about after they pass away. And so the town is like that. Now the ladies, they always wore nice clothes too. And so they would be adorned. This was not something shameful. Maybe the other women in town didn't like him, but this was not always a bad occupation. Not that I would want it, but they had, I think the third cubicle in upstairs. I don't know if I remember seeing it like this or pictures, but let someone know, let me know. I remember thinking she had red velveteen on the walls and beautiful things in there, like from France. These women were treated with respect. And I think that there is some sort of good feeling until something happened. And I was talking to a gal today after I was doing some research, and unfortunately they would get pregnant. And not all of them, but you know, as people get, as life happens. And unfortunately they had a high death mortality rate because there was a, I don't know if you remember seeing the movie Winchester, it was the story of Lady Winchester, and that she was told by psychic for as long as she would build on any residence, then they would not bother her. Well, she continued to build until she died. Well, in the movie Winchester, she's deemed kind of off balance. The ownership of the building and the, not the building, but the company, rifle company, Winchester Rifle, actually, was turned over for management by a team of people, a team of men. And she was spending all her money building this house. So they deemed they needed to have her evaluated psychology, something. So they went to San Francisco and they found somebody. And if you watch the movie, he's dipping the physician. The first scene is him in the house entertaining two ladies. He's a doctor. And he's dripping onto his tongue with an eyedropper, actually a poison. And that poison is like what you would find in Tombstone. So with that poison, one drop, you would be high and you would relax. It was amazing. Too much, you would have be able to have a miscarriage. If you put too much, then you would die. And a lot of people, women died in those years. So the women were taken well care of. And if there was a pregnancy, if you go through the museum, there's a whole counter of telling the story about the women who died too young. And most of them is from, and for the life of me, I cannot remember. So if you see the movie, you can see it written on the jar what kind of medicine it was, or poison as they knew it in those years. So when we went to see the woman, Helen Mara played the role of Mrs. Winchester. She actually takes it from him to make his mind clear. Same thing, if you take too much drugs, you get droggy. Now he can see the ghost in the Winchester house. I recommend the movie. It's fabulous, fabulous. It's not how I see spirit people. Do I see the clarity that he did in the movie? It's surprising. Sometimes I can see a lot of detail in people who talk to me. I give a lot of clothing, a lot of color. If I don't look at them directly, sometimes some spirit person will put their face in mine and like, look at my eyes, they're blue. Tell them my eyes are blue. That'll help recognize. Okay, like, duh. So that happened in... Tombstone. I could see them with clarity and what I was speaking to, why would ghost people or spirit people be in a town that old, especially after been remodeled a couple of times? And the women would be dressed in their finest. So if you had the vision to be able to do that, as well as in Birdcage, the Birdcage, or cage meeting bird as a female caging up there. It was, they had beautiful things. So it was an honor to be there. There's actually a couple people. They had a hearse downstairs, and there is a I think Shar got a picture of one of the ghosts of a man's face in the, and I think it's a man's face, a ghosty in the glass. There is one other lady, and I saw her very clearly. I think it was the third cubicle in, and she had really pretty clothes on, and she might have had the red room. I don't know, it was different colors, but I remember thinking she had red velveteen. You guys gotta look at it. Probably after this time, it's pink after being bleached out for so many years. And I felt like the silhouette of her was there. As I, in my mind's eye, I see one side of her skirt hiked up to show a lot of leg. And like I said, it was a real honor. Is it hot there? Like, yeah, it's a desert town. Is it prosperous? Yes, it's absolutely growing. I was absolutely amazed. And there's a lot of places that you can go to camp. They have a lot of, they have a lot of hotels now, a little further out of town. But as you get close to town, they had whole areas. And I could see that on Google Maps today. Or if you bring a motorhome in or a trailer, there are places for you to stay. And I recommend people to go. It's quite an adventure to see somewhere where you can actually see spirit people if you're tuned into it. Char, why don't you talk for a few minutes, and then if we have time,
talking about the bird cage. It is one of the oldest buildings in Tombstone. I did some research online, and this is from legendsofamerica.com, if you guys want to check it out. It's one of the oldest buildings in Tombstone, original oldest buildings. It's purported to be haunted by 31 ghosts. People have seen it.
Wow, I didn't see 31.
Yeah. And this is interesting, too. The birdcage, and I'm taking this directly from Legends of America, it was named for its 14 small cribs that were hanging from the ceiling that once housed what they called the Painted Ladies. And as you said, they were dressed
I understand. They had cages hanging from the ceiling?
Yeah, like cribs, like birdcages. And so the ladies would be in there, and they were dressed as feathered birds.
I've never seen a picture of that.
No.
How could they get, that'd be really fun to see, huh?
Yeah, how they did it, you know? And then it says here, after opening in 1881, it quickly gained a reputation as the wildest place in town, so much so that even the faraway New York Times said of it, the Birdcage Theater is the wildest, wickedest night spot between Basin Street and the Barbary Coast.
Oh, that would get people to go. Well, and, at one time, they said there had been a murder a day for like 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's huge.
And then I guess, according to this, between 1881 and 1889, the birdcage never closed its doors 24 hours a day. And so, of course, we know that it was a saloon, so it provided gambling, drinking, and other stuff. And the saloon itself was the seat of...
It wasn't very big either, which is so crazy.
Huh? You'll like this. The saloon itself, I guess, there were 26 deaths there. And if you look around the saloon... If you look around the saloon, there's 140 bullet holes in the walls.
That's right. And when you first walk in, I think they have the piano or a self-playing piano, and there's bullet holes and things in the first walk in the double doors. Now things can change. They can, but I remember thinking you look around, they will point out all the bullet holes when you first walk in. The saloon part is not very big. I think it's about 12 feet deep, and that's
None of this stuff's very big. In these places that you think they are. The other thing, it's got the original grand piano. It's still there. And the gilded cages are still there. I don't remember seeing those. Maybe they didn't have them up when we were there. But they said they're still there.
How odd, huh?
Yeah, and then what? And then they said that the ones that the most famous people that went into this place, probably, you know, a lot of these cowboys we've heard about, but Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday used to be in there all the time.
Yes, that's big TV movie. Doc Holliday and Kurt Russell was in it, and they've had a lot of different actors. Was it Val Kilmer played the role of Doc Holliday one time or something?
And now getting into the ghost now.
Huh?
Yes, I remember. Here we go. Getting into the ghost now. Let's see. It says both staff and guests have reported seeing ghostly apparitions in 1800s closing. Most often cited as the figure of a male stagehand, that appears wearing black striped pants, a visor, and holding a clipboard as he walks across the stage. Other occurrences have been raucous laughter, music pouring from the old theater's doors at night. Others report hearing the faint sounds of a woman singing. You know, that's more frequent than ever, because I know in Placerville, you know, when there's over at the Chamber of Commerce building, it used to be a saloon up there. And there was an opera singer that they brought to town. And it's interesting because people have reported hearing her up there. So that's interesting. So this happens frequently in these little towns.
And where is that? In Placerville?
That's in Placerville, yeah. At the Chamber of Commerce building on Broadway, on Main Street.
Well, so you got, if we don't do a tour there, you two of us should go.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got the guy with the striped pants on the stage, and then people are hearing, excuse me, the sound system, which turns on by itself, real loud. And you got a woman singing and blaring old-time music. Now, you, when you were there, you went in with somebody.
What was that?
And you actually picked up on a recording really faint, because you could hear the wind blowing. Cause it's a, you know, if it's not hot over there, it's either cold or it's windy. And you actually picked up this music, this old-time music.
I remember. Boy, a lot of years ago, kid.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
So others have reported strange sounds coming from the main floor's balconies, and real sharp scents like cigar smoke and whiskey, which you could experience. Like I said, you could experience in different places in Placerville as well, because the Carey House Hotel had a saloon, but there were other places where there was saloon. In fact, during the investigation we did up there, we were in back of this building that used to, I guess, the ice cream shop that's now become a. And one of those cool nature places to go eat. But we were in the back room on that, and we actually picked up and this is on EVP, and we had a photographer for the newspaper with us. We actually picked up the sound of, it sounded like somebody had taken a shot glass and turned it over and slammed it down on the counter.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could actually hear it. You know, so it's those kind of sounds. And it says, here's this one too. After closing time, the staff has reported hearing the sounds of clinking glasses and card shuffling.
You got to remember when someone won, and
yeah,
when they play cards, if it's, you know, the winner would take his shot glass, turn it over, and slap it on the money before someone else could take it.
Yep, and that's what we heard.
And that's where you hear that noise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
now, the haunting reports of the Birdcage go back to 1921.
Well. They passed away in the 1800s. Well, they're going to be.
Yeah, because check this out. So apparently there was a school that was built across from the street. And the kids started
there was a school?
To report. Yeah. And the kids started to report the sounds of laughter and music coming from back then. It was abandoned because it wasn't open. It had been closed down. And the smell of cigar smoke. But at that point, the building was closed. And then it was bought by the Hundley family. And so they, according to this, over the years, the Hundley family staff and visitors have experienced several strange events. One of the fascinating tales is how a dice table, and these dice tables weigh several hundred pounds because they're wooden and all that, and right in front of them, the table moved to the right. When staff arrived the next morning, the table had been moved
of the door.
Yeah, in front of a door. And you're going to love this even better. Okay. When the staff arrived the next morning, the table had been moved in front of a door with a sign that read, "Don't disturb our 26 resident ghosts."
Those ghosties are fun.
And I guess...
Who said they don't have a sense of humor?
Idea of the weight on this table, it was so heavy that it reportedly took 8 men to move it back to its former position.
Oh my gosh.
Now, there's also a story about... Again, this is from legendsofamerica.com. Another story tells of a statue of Wyatt Earp that was made and placed in one of the cribs overlooking the theater. When it was first placed there, staff would arrive in the morning to find Wyatt's hat continually knocked off and thrown into the floor. This occurred over and over for about 6 months. On one occasion, staff arrived to find the statue was turned around with its back facing the view from below. Now, sometime later, a local historian told the Hundleys that they had placed the Wyatt Earp statue in the crib that was usually reserved by the Clantons. Okay, that would make sense. See that? So that crib area was reserved by the Clantons. When the statue was moved to the crib that Wyatt actually frequented when he was alive, the hat taught, all that activity stopped. Interesting.
When he was one about him.
Because that's the one that he frequented. So they put Wyatt Earp, you know, over in his area. Yeah, they moved him over.
Ooh,
and then all the activity stopped. So on another occasion, an antique poker chip, which had been missing for years, suddenly reappeared on the poker table. Upon finding it there, it was locked away in a safe until historians could authenticate it. However, when the historians arrived, they were disappointed to find that the chip had suddenly disappeared again.
That happens in everybody's life. How many times folks have something put down and spirit people move it just to
form it? Yeah, so only after they left did the chip reappear in a locked desk drawer. Wow. Oh, yeah, the Black Mariah's in there, too.
I can't remember what's that.
The Black Mariah is the hearse. It's in there, too.
I said there was a hearse downstairs. I didn't know it was doing that.
That was a weird feeling coming up on the Black Mariah. I don't think Autumn really liked being around it. And me, I got this really weird feeling like something was watching me from inside. Really uncomfortable.
Well, I think you and Autumn, one of you took a picture of it and they had a face in it, which was well known to have a face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting, you know. And let's see what else we got. The Birdcage. Several paranormal investigations featured on TV. Yeah, popular television programs. 517 East Allen Street. So that's cool. That's very cool. And something else that happened, you know, Nancy had to go somewhere in town. I can't remember what it was. Hang on, here we go. I'm back.
I think I had a client probably. Remember my studio was.
So Autumn and I were, you know, like on our own for a while. And so we started walking around and we got in the chat room. Pamela, okay.
Oh, I can't hear you, honey.
What? God, I hate being old. No, the people were in the chat room. New names in the chat room. Anyway, so Autumn and I were walking around town, just walking. It wasn't really hot that day either. And all of a sudden, she stops. And I said, well, what? She says, there's two men standing in front of me. And I said, what are you talking about?
There's two dudes?
Yeah. Yeah, there's two dudes standing there. She says, and they got old-timey hats on. You know, they're wearing guns. And I said, oh, my God, you know. So she's having a conversation with these two dead guys. And so I took notes, and they even gave her, I forget what the names were, but they even gave her their names.
Wow, so later that's amazing.
On, when Nancy got us, we went over to Boot Hill. And sure enough, the tombstones were over at Boot Hill, the ones she talked to. And when I got back to the hotel that night, I did some Googling, and I was able to actually verify who they were via Google. So that was something that happened. That was just spontaneous. I mean, we were just walking down Main Street, and boom, you know, there they were. And now they had nothing to do with the OK Corral. They were just people. They might have been card players or whatever, you know, because you get that. But they came up and talked to Autumn. I mean, for sure. And just like Big Nose Kate, that was another one that's weird. Because Big Nose, isn't Big Nose Kate the one that has the opening? Where that old guy lived in that cave thing that was on the inside of Big Nose Kate.
I'm not positive about that. She had nice, beautiful restaurant on the side street. It's gray, blue, and big windows. And,
Let me roll this up because that's the one. Because there used to be, hang on, Buford House, that figures. Name like Buford, right? We don't want to make fun of people. Buford. Okay, I'm still at the Birdcage here. Hang on. Okay, Big Nose Kate. This is by Kathy Alexander. Big Kate Saloon. So I guess they don't call it Big Nose Kate. It's Big Kate Saloon now. Or they got the title wrong.
I don't remember. I think it was always called that. Inside when you go into the restaurant.
Well, maybe that's when they call it Big Nose Kate. Okay, here's Big Nose Kate Saloon right here. There's a picture of it. But it's actually called Big Kate Saloon. Okay. So this is an interesting place. Let me make sure this is the one. Why Virgil? Because,
a restaurant.
Yeah.
It might have had a bar in it one time, but when I worked there it was a beautiful building, two story, but the ceilings are real high, blue, gray color building. Yeah. And she was the girlfriend of Wild Bill Hickok. Most people aren't aware of that. Go ahead.
They had toilets and everything in that place. They had toilets in there. They had hot and cold running water. But this is interesting. And I remember this because I saw this one. I actually saw this ghost. And there's an interesting character living in this hotel, as they say. There was a man called Swamper, and this is again from that site. And this is by Kathy. What was this girl's name? Kathy Alexander. Okay. So the guy was called Swamper. And hang on. Let me get up in here because it keeps moving weird. Okay, there we go. Thank you. So this guy called Swamper, and he was living at the hotel. And it was a man, a janitor, and he used to do odd jobs for the hotel. Because he was an honest employee, they gave him accommodations as part of his pay over there. And if you go down the basement of Big Nose Cave, you'll see where he was. And it looks like there's a cave that goes kind of, not really far back, but it might be a mine entrance also. So who knows? But he lived in this cave. This is where he lived. And it talks about in here, it says, given accommodations as part of his pay, his bedroom located in a dark corner of the basement not only served as a retreat from the hotel's many customers, but also his own private mine shaft. See, it was a mine shaft.
Okay.
And so the basement's located deep below Tombstone Streets, you know, was not too far from...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, from the mine shafts. That can breathe out of town.
When you walk in...
Yeah.
When you first walk in the door to the restaurant, that was the bar was to the left. Now I remember it was two locations in town she owned. The staircase going down is in the center. When you first walk in, there's a circle or staircase that goes into the basement. And that's how they got up and down in those years. He would live there, but at the end of one, like a rectangle, there was a mine that you could look into. It was really spooky looking. And there was supposed to be ghosts in that. Go ahead. Now I know you. So it faces the main street, everybody. Yeah.
This is where the mine comes in. So when you go there, there's a bed there. Now, I don't know if it's his bed. There's a bed frame there with like a barrel there and a light. So who knows if that's, because that could be an antique thing they put in there. But what he did was in his off time, he was digging a tunnel from his bedroom to the nearby mine shafts. And the beautiful part of this is that this is when he got done digging, he actually could access a thick vein of silver. So he began to moonlight as a miner, taking from the vein of silver nugget after silver nugget. What he did after hoarding the silver is unknown, but many believe it's still to be hidden somewhere in those caves. I saw him standing there watching us, because it's like a kind of like a store down there with little clothing and stuff. And
that's right.
And so I saw him standing there. Autumn saw him standing there too. He was standing there watching us.
So did I. Yeah, we were all three of us could see him, and
Yeah.
I remember thinking he's looking at us, knowing we're looking at him back.
Hi. Yeah. Yeah, he was right there. Uh-huh. And it was really cool. He just watches people. That's his thing, you know. Some people do that. Some people are, some dead folks are watchers.
Well, they are amused by us looking at them. They're not expecting three ladies to see him.
Yeah.
And at one time, all three of us. But I had gone there before and seen him. My husband and I would eat in that restaurant. And then she, like I said, a side street, she had a second restaurant that she had in town. She was a very wealthy woman. She did very well. She wasn't there that many years, which always surprised me. I thought she lived there a decade, and I don't think so. I don't remember that.
Right.
It's amazing how much you remember when it's long.
And so what they're saying is that it's not only does the historic saloon, because people like to go drink there, it's the only other saloon, big long saloon in the town other than the Birdcage. So what it says is that it remains home to a couple of spectral people as well. Of course, Swamper, who allegedly has never left the building. Well, I saw that much. But staff, locals, and tourists have had experiences with this old miner, ranging from photos where he's appeared to several fleeting appearances as he roams the halls and stairways, and especially the basement. But part of the legend claims that Swamper hid his silver somewhere in the building and stays there to protect it. Other appearances have been made by fleeting cowboy spirits seen at the bar, standing in doorways, or by one account, knocking over beer cases in the basement. Perhaps this is one of his old friends. Or could it be the herbs?
That's a treasure all by itself.
Yeah. And they've heard phantom people singing and talking in deserted rooms. Reported that things fall on the floor of their own accord. Doors open and close with unseen hands. Lights turn on and off by themselves. And silverware has been known to go flying off tables. The mannequins on the false balcony have seemingly been moved, and sometimes even tossed from the balcony. And the sounds of footsteps and muted voices are often heard coming from the basement when no one's down there. Areas of the saloon also experience cold spots. But photographers have made reports of hazy forms appearing in images, as well as having numerous camera malfunctions. Well, yeah, that happens a lot, camera malfunctions. And then here's one story that she has that tells the owner and employees exploring the old swamp's tunnel, old swamper's tunnel. They soon discovered that it still led the way to the old shafts of the toughest mine. That's cool. Interesting.
It is interesting.
Oh, yeah. And this is, and this is safely they made their way back to the basement. But as they approached Swamper's Tunnel, they heard a loud moaning sound and heavy footsteps coming down the stairs leading to the tunnel. Sure that someone had come in the building, they came out of the tunnel immediately searching the premises, only to find the building empty and the door still locked. Well, maybe it was Swamper. We don't know, you know. And it says other occurrences have occurred on the stairways, or the staircases as well, to the basement, including a female employee who had felt pushed off the last stair. Another female employee felt cold, clammy hands circling her throat. Whoa. You know. So there you have that. That's pretty cool. But yeah, we did see him. The other thing that struck me was the OK Corral, because we walked over there when Nancy was doing her reading, and we did hear footsteps that shouldn't have been out there. And granted, they have reenactors like every few hours go out there and do shooting things. But we actually heard people. We could hear footsteps following us around out there when there was no one there.
So that I think was that's cool. I like that a lot. I think kids would really. I never took my kids because they're adults, but it's pretty fun to see something as old as because we watch TV and the Westerns, and yeah. We actually have a place that people can go and see what the Old West looked like. I remember the town burnt down a couple of times, but the buildings that are there, I think most of them are original to that era.
Yeah,
and that's pretty fun to see. And then people like me and you.
We really see things. We really get a sight when we go, yeah. You know, I don't like to open up all the time, but I like to do it in old towns like that. It's fun, like old Sacramento, you know, and things like that. I love to open up and see what there is to see there. I've seen Mark Twain once in old Sacramento. But like with Tombstone, one of the closest depictions that I've seen, you know, other than the movies, that I've seen that was dead accurate for Tombstone, and people can laugh about this all they want, was Star Trek.
Pardon me? You saw what?
They got transported to Tombstone by some entity. It's on Star Trek.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
And it was really close
to
what it was like. Because when you think of the OK Corral is not on the main street like it is in the movies, the way it looks. The OK Corral is like
moved it
down around the corner, yeah. So the OK Corral is not there on Main Street. Never was on Main Street. It was further down. Because there was a boarding house right next to there where I think Clanton ran in there, or one of the Clantons ran in there, you know, to hide this boarding house. I had the
in
Time Life books on
the movie,
that. So
in the TV series, or was it a movie where they are transported? Did they go to Tombstone location to film it, or a setup in Hollywood?
It was set up in Hollywood, but the way they did it was really cool because they didn't have a lot of props. They just they made the sky around them look like it was sunset all the time, like sunset in the desert, that kind of orangey color. And then they had it was kind of like one of those stage shows you go to that's more imagination than anything. And so what they did was when they would cross, but get their guns and cross through stuff, the doors would appear. You know, the doorways would appear, show that they were walking into the saloon, and then they'd walk in, the saloon would be there. Or when they walked into the OK Corral itself, they had the corral borders, you know, to walk into, so you knew where they were at.
Okay.
It was pretty cool.
I'm going to have to Google that. Now, was that the original Star Trek, or was that one of the follow-up?
It's the original Star Trek.
Yeah.
The original Star Trek. And Spock was
That would be
to
fun
one.
To find. I wonder if Spock you get that on YouTube, huh?
You can check that Pluto TV too. Pluto TV.
Yeah, I know, but I don't watch TV very often.
Mostly. They also, like, Spock was trying to make Molotov cocktails. That's what he was trying to make because of all the liquor. The trip, but it wouldn't work, and it was weird because he said, "Well, they should be working, but they're not working." You know, Star Trek stuff. But yeah, so Star Trek did a pretty good job with it when they did it back in the '60s. You know, but it gives you the illusion that they're at Tombstone. It's not like, you know, you see all the buildings and everything. It's just the way the set designs were done that you know that that's where they're at, and all that. But Tombstone is so full of ghosts. I mean, I could talk for hours on it. You know, there's like almost every, it's like kind of like Plasterville. Almost every building on Main Street has ghosts in it, anywhere you go. And the other thing that's interesting,
very interesting,
is,
just to talk about period.
And it was interesting because
furniture from Europe.
The hardware store that's still there, and they have the caskets in there, but they have dummies in the caskets. But when people were, when outlaws were killed, back in the old days, when outlaws were killed, they would display their bodies for everybody to see in a casket in some window in the towns. Every
very
town
typical.
Did this. And when they had the fight at the OK Corral, the people that, you know, the McLaurys and the Clantons that were killed were put on display in the window.
Until they got right. I think they did.
Yeah, until they got right,
sure,
but then they had to bury it. But it was a whole thing. The fascination of people for the people that were into that, they could check them out, and it was supposed to be a deterrent for people too. This will happen to you if you don't obey the laws, you know, stay lawful. That's why they did that too. It was done that way.
Now, if you remember earlier, I said there was equaled out to a murder a day,
mm-hmm.
So they had a lot of unlawful activity there. There was also Indians in the area. So the stories of the Indians in the general area, Geronimo was in that area. Between Sierra Vista and Tombstone, there was quite a bit of Indian activity. So there's probably a lot of stories about that I didn't see when my search going through Google or anything. But there's a lot of, and it's a long drive. I used to, when I lived there, I'd drive back to Sacramento for events, and it was 19 hours. So it's kind of like, you know, it's be a longer trip for people. Mm-hmm. But I think it's well worth it. Wintertime, perfect time to go, everybody.
I see my sister's lurking. I see Chelsea K is lurking. Good to see you guys. Good to see you all. All my lurkers are out there. But it was fun. It was interesting. And I didn't know how I was going to react there with my abilities. I didn't know how Autumn was going to react. Autumn did really well. In fact, it was fun. What better psychic to go through than Nancy Matz? And Autumn was just coming into her own with her abilities, so you know we could confirm stuff because Nancy was right there. So it was really, that's what made it fun. Autumn would say things like, Autumn and I would go off to a building, Nancy would be somewhere else. We'd meet up with Nancy and go, well, we saw this, and so we were able to cross verify everything with Nancy. So it was a fun trip. Great lunch.
It's
oh
fun
my God,
to do that.
Yeah,
and the food was fun. It was fun. I think I had a corned beef. I usually don't eat out, but I think on that day I had a corned beef and it was amazingly good. And that's when Autumn and I were talking about all the ghosties we were seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, I do recommend people to go and enjoy themselves. Sometimes, how many times you get to see a Western town before it's no longer there for whatever reason, you know?
Yeah,
so,
they commercialize it. Well, like you say, there's a dollar store in there now.
I just saw it today.
It's one thing to do that, but it's another thing, like Murphy's. When you look at Murphy's, Old Town Murphy's, even though there's cars, obviously, they've kept the buildings Old Town, right? So when you want to go to like a supermarket or something, you got to go like two blocks over, and then you start hitting the main part of Murphy's. So Murphy's has been able to keep the town old, and then there's the modern part of Murphy's. But like with Tombstone, to put a Dollar Tree in there, that's kind of pushing it for progress. I don't even think Virginia City has a Dollar Tree on the main street, you know?
Dollar Tree or General, you know, the campers come in, they want not to pay top dollar at groceries. I can't remember seeing a grocery store, but I do remember Sierra Vista is only a half hour drive.
Yeah.
So there was lots. Sierra Vista is growing up quite a bit. I really, we had a house on Barataria, I think it was. And it was at the edge of the town overlooking the valley that goes into Mexico. So we saw wonderful cloudburst, a lot of weather going on in that part of the world. Of course, it's windy a lot. And you'll see old time movies where there's the wind all the time, dusty, but blowing up the what's that? The plants that are dust balls and they go rumbling through town.
Tumbleweeds.
What is it called?
Tumbleweeds. Yeah.
Tumbleweeds,
Tumbleweeds.
yes.
Yeah.
And that's, you see that a lot because it's always
Yeah.
windy because of the way it's positioned. There's a big valley that opens up from Sierra Vista, which was the inlet for the ocean, by the way, going
Right.
into the Mexico valleys into the ocean. And those corridors are really, a lot of storms come through there and it's always windy. When I moved there, I went, wow, it's hard to go outside. So we put our patio on the other side of the house and it is what it is.
Yeah,
All right,
it's just
kid,
how
we
it is
did
out there.
good here.
But it's really
I
fun.
was
I mean,
going to
it's a
read
fun.
this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm going to
I
read
want to go
this at the
back.
beginning of next week, only because it's really hard to see. Like I said,
Right.
this is a smaller
We can
version,
do that.
and I'll type it up so I can read it to you. It's a fun article. Go
Yeah,
ahead,
we can do
Char.
that.
Didn't
We
you
can
have
do
an
that.
announcement of something for Monday
I
night?
really want to go back to Tombstone. I still have to go back to Tombstone and do more in-depth stuff there, you know, to get back over there.
Well,
Because it's interesting. I mean, it's like, I mean, Virginia City has history like that too, you know, and it's fun like to go to Virginia City too, you know, up here in the hills.
Virginia City does. Carson City, Grass Valley, Nevada City all had their cowtown
Yeah.
type of things and
And
minor
Placerville, you
towns.
know, you got all that going on. Yeah, in Placerville. So it's all that up in the foothills.
Yeah.
So it's fun to go to those places. And Tombstone was great. I enjoyed every second of it. And I love something about the wagons. Because at that time, it never occurred to me that there were Conestoga wagons and then, like, four people wagons. You know, until we went to that one truck stop and they had all those covered wagons out there. It never occurred to me that there were, like, big wagons, you know, for the bigger families or more wealthy families, and then they had small, because, you know, you see these things on Little House and there are these different shows, and then you don't realize how small they actually were when what little people had, you know,
Very
when they were
tiny.
moving. Yeah.
So there's a town called Benson, Benson, and we had a motor home at type A. We lived in it, I think, 6, 7 months while we had the house built in Sierra Vista. And they had stationed wagons of that era around the gas station. There was a couple of them. Whether they're there now, I doubt it. That was 07, 08, 09. But it was, play up on it. And there was a lot of, on the other side of the boulevard, where Benson is, that's the gas station, you can't miss it. It's the only one. But on the other boulevard was a lot of even older Western gold mine type of places. It's fascinating.
Oh, it is fascinating.
Geez, I
It's
don't
so
know if I
fun.
want to drive 20 hours here, 21 hours from where I live, but it's a shame not to go back to the, just to
Yeah.
see the buildings again. Because I was
It'd be
there
fun to fly
every
out,
day.
rent a vehicle, and just go out there. Because it's fascinating. You know, because it's like you say, it may be there, we don't know. I mean, like you said, there's a dollar store already in town, and that means that they're starting to make changes. And then, I mean, once they start making the changes,
Really
it'll never go
growing.
back. Yeah, it'll never go back to what it was. More will come. Like the day my mom was feeding the ghost with her sandwiches, right? And she says, I said, what are you doing? I'm feeding them. And I said, well, don't feed them, more will come. And that's just how it works. Things work in
It's
life.
like being is more will come.
And then she'd cover herself up because they'd be standing there and it would bug her. And I'd be like, well, don't feed them, more will come. Don't do that, you know. I guess they were liking their
People
tuna
question
sandwiches.
if we're making this stuff up. Hardly. And
That's
I
what
had
would get me.
a
She'd feed them, and she'd cover her head, and I'd say, well, what are you doing? She says, well, they're all out here. And I said, well, why are they all out here? I'm feeding them. Don't feed them. You know, so,
ghosties don't
yeah.
eat. Oh
I
gosh.
guess they did.
Oh, but
I don't know.
laughing.
They were sharing her tuna sandwich. She was holding it up. I saw her, I mean, just holding this thing up. Okay.
This was fun
Someday I
tonight,
will.
Char.
Yeah,
This
this
is
was fun.
Char's selection for tonight.
Yeah, this is
Kudos
me.
to you, girl.
Sunday I'll be back, 6 o'clock, to read from Frankenstein. It's a really good book, actually. Monday's up in the air, so I don't know if I'm gonna. I might do a update on my pain management situation. We'll see. Or I might take the night off, or it might be a best of. So we're gonna see what we're doing Monday. But the rest of next week is packed with some really cool guests. And one of the guests next week that one of the two people next week that I have on is gonna be linked into my other show that I'll be doing on Saturday nights. On the whole, ghost stories in the dark, because they're former police, because they're police officers. And so I'm touching base with them, and I'm trying to get them involved with that show as well. And I've got a couple other people that are going to be sending me stuff as well, including some non-911 things. But that's okay. You know, we want to get that thing launched, and so we're going to launch it. So, yeah, I'm getting excited. So just bear in mind that Monday is kind of up in the air, but I'll probably be back myself to yak at you on Monday. But the rest of the week is full. It's chock full of people that are going to be on the air, so it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a fun week. And again, there's changes
chock
coming.
People,
just be patient with us, or with me, as far as the show goes. I have to make some, you know, like I said in the beginning, I have to make some changes to not being on StreamYard. I'm going to be shifting over to Restream. You know, Meetup, I'm trying to figure out, and there's some others I'm going to be changing, probably changing my internet provider as well. So we might have some downtime while I do that. So changes are coming. You know, costs are going
up. It's really too bad, everybody. And you may not realize it, but we were getting charged $25 a month for StreamYard, and then $24.95 a month at Meetup, and it went up to $45 a month.
Yeah,
that's a
for both.
Big jump. And
So right there is what $90 just for Meetup and StreamYard. So I mean, I have to put the brakes on somewhere. You know, not to mention the internet costs. So you know, I'm trying to cut back on costs and stuff because it's just getting to be too much at this point to maintain everything. So the changes are coming. I don't think, you know, I've never used Restream, but it seems to work almost the same way StreamYard does. So hopefully,
can you do me a favor? They'll probably can't understand Restream.
Yeah,
can't, is it E then Stream? Or what is it?
How it's R-E stream. R-E stream. All
R-E,
one word.
Redo
yeah.
it.
Restream. Yeah.
Okay.
So, so I'll be going out. I call it beaming. I enjoy calling it beaming. I'll be beaming out to the same places I go out to now. It's just a question of how their system works and getting used to it. So there's going to be glitchy stuff going on and trying to figure that out. Then I'll have hopefully by mid-October, I'll have a new internet company in here. And a lot more economical, and I'll even be able to get a Wi-Fi enhancer, so I don't have a lot of the internet problems that I've been having, you know, with Xfinity. So, I'm starting to make changes. So, like I said, just be patient with us. The show will go on no matter what, but I have to make these changes. I also have a newsletter coming out for you guys. I'm gonna probably send a freebie out to see what you guys think of it to get your attention, and then it'll be a feed newsletter, but it'll be fairly cheap. You know, to do it, just to get some butts in the seats, as they say. And we're going to have there'll be equipment reviews and different things like that, and focus on a haunted location. Every time I do it, I'm going to focus on a haunted location in each state of the union. That's what I want to do. That's easy to access. That might even be like a restaurant that you can go in there with your family and eat. And you can look for ghosts or talk to the people in the restaurant about ghosts and whatnot. So it'll be something for easy access for you to go out and check out, you know, haunted locations like Tombstone, you know. So yeah, mm-hmm. So I'm gonna focus on that too. And legends, you know, like the one I had a really good thing about werewolves, you know. So I'll be looking at legends like vampires and stuff on there too. So that's in the processing right now. That I don't know how long that's going to take me, but I'm processing this newsletter for you guys. So I think you'll like it. I think you'll like some of the changes that are coming up. And I'm going to be working on a couple of ebooks, and but one step at a time. Can't get overwhelmed. Just gotta plug on and just keep, you know, checking off the boxes, right? You know, one step at a time. So that's the big announcement right now. And do be open, because I will be having a team meeting at some point the next couple weeks. Once that's done, I will be scheduling a ghost tour here in Sacramento for people to come out and do a ghost hunt with us. And we'll take you can use our equipment and all that good stuff. And maybe we'll find ghosts that night that you're out with us. So we'll be doing a ghost tour in October. All right.
I've talked to Char. We're going to make it easy to find, easy to get to. We prefer up the hills. It's kind of it's more interesting. Yeah. But, you know, for the new, for you in the valley, if you want to go to some like this and meet up with her, we're going to make it an easy location to get to.
Yeah.
And hopefully I can go too, you know.
Yeah.
It's like,
get Nancy involved.
How fun
is this? That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. Real fun. All right, guys. That's it for me. And that's it for Nancy tonight. Nancy, where can people find you?
My name, Nancy Metz. Psychic is my YouTube station. Go there and sign up. I've been talking to Char, and we're kind of working things out so that I can start my show. My show will be mostly 99%, 90% of all the clients I've talked to, I have kept thousands and thousands of readings. Before it was cassette tapes from about 92, 93 up to 2011. And I only selected copies that I would prefer mail out of the good ones. And since that point, that turnover to MP3s, I've kept all the hard drives. Now, somebody, of course, 2012 had a reading. It was December 2012. And I called my tech guy when I couldn't find him. He says, oh, that's when your computer broke. And I go,
yeah.
Of all the time, that one time. So those of you who've had readings, unless something hard happened to the hard drive, I probably have a copy of it. I can resend it to you. So Nancy Matt Psychic is a YouTube sign up subscriber. I would appreciate it. And then my website is nancymatt.com and nancymattsauthor.com, because I'm typing a book now, been at it for months, but I have eight, which wasn't planned. I have eight lined up, all ready to go. Amazing, everybody. Like, okay, universe, keep me alive long enough to write all these up. A couple of them about paranormal. The rest of them are what we do here. Char, it's been really fun tonight. Thank you for this suggestion.
It's been fun. It's been a blast. Yeah, it's been real fun. Okay. Yeah. I'll be talking to Nancy this weekend anyway. I'm like a bad penny.
Yep. A lot.
A lot. Okay. Here we go. All right, guys. So that's it. If you like the show, share it with five people. If you hated the show, share it with five of your enemies. We're equal opportunity here. Just trying to get the word out. And if you're watching from, you know, the social media places like Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, put Rumble in there because eventually we Rumble, Twitch and all that good stuff, please feel free to follow or subscribe. We, you know, we're always looking for followers and subscribers, and show us some love. I see we've got three people that showed us love tonight. Show us some more love for our work here. You know, we love doing this stuff, and that's why we do it. So show us some love. Anyway, I will see you Sunday, 6 p.m. Pacific, for Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, and then we'll see. We'll probably see you Monday more than likely as well. Have a great evening, everybody, and unpleasant dreams.